Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
All right, all right. This next young lady we have, I'm just going to say when we first met, it was a little beefing because every event we would go to, she's always winning the prizes. I'm thinking it's fixed. Like, how do you keep winning? Like, I don't understand.
He's a winner.
Yes, a winner, born winner. So can you please introduce yourself to the people and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Okay. I'm Tanya Whitfield. I'm from Chicago. I've lived here for about 20 years, but I still rep Chicago always. Mm-hmm. So I'm also with Black, which is Black Appalachian Coalition, which is not the same as Another Black. We got two different, so I always try to say the difference. I'm also with Vocal Kentucky, and Vocal stands for Voices of Community Activists and Leaders. And we just build power by bringing together people that have been affected by the failed drug war, mass incarceration, the unhoused, financially disadvantaged, because I don't like to say low income, because there's nothing low about us, HIV, AIDS, and Hep C. And so we have our bi-monthly meeting coming up next month, April 15th, at the Recovery Cafe, 1109 Versailles Road from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. And we talk about Vocal, but our most important part is learning from our members, because we are a membership, grassroots-led organization. And, you know, when you know about what's going on and you hear from everybody, that's how we're able to change things and have real conversations. And it's okay to be a little angry or mad because, you know, those could be hard topics to talk about. But when we're honest and we're upfront, that's how we can figure out what it is, have a good strategy. Because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, and failure is just not an option in my book.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Is the podcast tied to Vocal or something else? Is that something
No, the podcast is one organization and then Vocal's another.
Okay.
But I might end up blending them once I get permission to.
Okay. Yes.
I hope y'all hear that, once I get permission to.
you got such amazing energy.
Thank you.
I love it. I see why we got something in common. I'm an Illinoisan myself, so I grew up north of Chicago, family in Chicago. So we're asking our guests today, you know, what does community mean to you? I mean, you're boots on the ground doing a lot of stuff out here. What does community mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. I have to start out with my dad. I'm a daddy's girl. I remember he was the unofficial mayor of Chicago. He was the type, if he saw you and you needed shoes, you got them. If you needed a plate, you got it. Like, and he didn't think about, I didn't have enough money or anything like that. That was just him, and that's community. Like, if I'm able to help you, whether it's giving you money or food or clothing, or say, hey, you're in this situation, I can tell you about OMAC, or I can tell you about Vocal, like KFCC, like whatever it is, if there's something I can do, I can help with. And that's what community is. And even if I don't know personally, I can be like, hey, you know what? I met this person and they're going through this. Oh, yeah, we can hit them up with this person. And see, and when we get rid of our ego, because some people, they just want only their organization to get the light.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, you can have my light. I'm cool with that. I don't need it.
Right.
I mean, I'm glad that people know who I am and things like that because I've worked hard. But at the same time, mine is more to bring honor to my dad and my family. And most people know my daughters. They are the world to me. They are doing different things. And I tell them, it's not me just as your mom. I am your example. Your dad is your example. And no matter how I fail at that sometimes, I just try to do the best thing that I can, just how my daddy did for me.
I like how you put that unofficial in there. I caught that. So I was going to ask you, was it Mayor Washington?
Right.
May he rest in peace.
Right.
Yeah,
because I got a couple unofficial titles myself. I'm the mayor of a couple unofficial cities we won't name.
Now,
so listen, to Camelback on the community, what gives you hope right now in our community?
Oh, I really think it's my dad again.
Okay. I love
because
that.
I just think
love
about
it.
Even when things were going bad and stuff, he just believed in greater. Like, I always explain, like, where I live is, like, the old school projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Chicago, Cabrini Greens. So
the Greens.
We got a little different definition of projects.
Yeah.
But see, when I look at that, I look at beauty. I look at these young people that are very articulate and smart. And I just see hope in them. Like, I see better for them. And even though some people just say, well, what do you expect from this area? Or what do you expect from? I expect greatness no matter what.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what your address is. And of course, if you're in a nicer area and all that, you have all the things you need at school. But that's why it makes you grander. Because when you only have four things and you still can do greatness from somebody that has 20 things. Like, you know how it is. Like, my dad, he would have four ingredients left. We got 4 days until we get our next set of money. And he would just make the greatest meals. And I'm like, how does he even do that?
That's right.
With four things. You're like, what? I thought he had special powers or something. Like, what's going on? But he just used it and just made the best soup, the best things, everything fresh. And he just did that. So it's like, if you think about all of what you have versus what you don't have, and you just trust that something is greater, it's just beauty always.
Come on with it. So, you know, self-care is important. And so you're doing a lot of stuff in the community. And how does, when you are just being you every single day, how do you pour into yourself? How do you reflect that back to you and take care of you?
Okay. Gotta say my dad again. I'm just
my daughters better
girl.
Be listening to this.
I'm just a daddy's girl.
I love it.
Like, what I always have to say when I talk about my dad, I'm automatically talking about my mom because they were one. And they were just such an example of love.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my daddy wasn't that big, you know, fuzzy, lovely, wuzzy type person, but he could just say things that just made you feel better about everything. Like, he was just that type of person. And, you know, and I just think about, like, when I'm sad, I listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Temptations was his favorite. And I get my nails done sometimes, or I go out with my friends and we just have a great meal or whatever. And I love cooking fried chicken because that's the first thing he taught me in a cast iron skillet. So that's real old school.
That's right.
Because when you learn from a cast iron skillet and all that, that's,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That hot water cornbread.
Hey, don't get started with the cornbread.
Love it, right, like my brother said over here. Lastly, what advice would you give some young leaders today? You know.
Okay. Really listen to your parents. Seriously. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a parent, but I tell people that all the time. I'm 40 years old, and I still don't remember any time that my parents gave me advice that it was wrong. I still don't see it because they would tell us stuff, and you knew it, and you didn't always understand. And it's okay. We're not meant to understand. That's why it says lean not on to your own understanding. And that's not just religious. That's facts. Because sometimes we feel like we got to do this and we got to look at it like this and we got to check all the boxes. And sometimes the boxes aren't there.
Yeah.
The things aren't there. But if you trust something, and it wasn't that my parents were any better or my dad was this all be all, but I just had trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have trust in people, like, it's not that you don't question them. You just have this faith and faith of a mustard seed. Like, people don't understand how small a mustard seed is.
Right.
It's even smaller than a sunflower seed. Like, and just that little faith, it can move mountains, you know? And just trusting. And it can be hard. I mean, I've been through some things. And people are like, no, but you do this and you do that.
Yeah, because that's the grit that I have inside of me.
That's right.
That was created.
People see the finished product, but they don't know what you had to go through.
I am so grateful I don't look like what I've been through, because I would look a hot wreck.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like your dad comes from really good stock and values, and shout out to your dad.
Shout out to Pops.
Man.
Sure.
Yes.
Definitely. What's his name?
Robert Lee Whitfield Sr. He's been gone 18 years.
Yeah, but he's living through you. His spirit is here right now.
And I tell you, my daughters, they are so much like their grandpa. Mm. It's crazy. They're like, but Mom, I never met him. I'm like, but see how deep the jeans is? It's deep.
That's right. Listen, man, thank you so much.
No, thank y'all. Y'all are so awesome.
Love your energy.
Come back.
Yes.
And have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, always.
It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect.